Yeah, baby. Delicious audio.
I wanted to start with this. And that was, we played it yesterday, like way late in the show. But Kevin Harlan, who was announcing the Monday Night Football game on the radio, did the play-by-play of the streaker. And normally, when this happens, like all media, the general line is ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Or briefly mention it and say how disgusted you are with it, and then get back to proper game
Don't
stuff.
Don't give it power.
Yeah, but he did the streaker like it was a play-by-play, like it was part of the game that was going on.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Awesome.
That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call.
I'm so amused by this.
It's so great.
Let's see. I think we can all appreciate this. A news anchor in New York was reporting on Hillary Clinton's recent health troubles, made a little bit of a flub in the reporting.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Bookman.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death. Hillary Clinton's doctor has just revealed the presidential candidate has been diagnosed with pneumonia.
Which led to her prior death.
Right. Was he like...
It was a post-diagnosis.
I wonder what that's about.
Well, you know, we'll enjoy a Trump presidency, and we will mourn her.
Is it a conspiracy?
Okay.
Has she died?
And finally, it's not clear which particular hurricane this was, but a mailman posted a clip where he's delivering mail in the middle of one, and very pleased with himself. I'm actually happy. The Postal Service has gone through a lot of dark times recently. With email and Amazon and stuff like that, but here he is.
Monsoon people, my car almost flipped. It's freaking awesome. My car's being pushed. This is a f-ing hurricane, baby. Woo! I gotta deliver mail, son. I gotta deliver the mail. Ha ha! Look at that. Whoa! Falling. Yo! Woo! Hurricane, baby!
You
watching me on that side? Rain or shine, mother
Rain or shine, mother effers!
Yeah, he's been waiting for that his
whole
life.
I love that.
Well, yeah, what is... I mean, because they have a motto.
Oh, yeah.
The Postal Service.
The postal poem. Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail shall keep the postmen from their appointed rounds.
There we go.
What?
There's the modern version of getting psyched for that.